Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
God has reserved judgment for those that maintain a prideful attitude. Now, judgment may not come immediately, but you just don't want to take no chances on something like that. You just don't want to do it. Psalm 31:23 says, "Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full." Psalm 44 said, "Don't trust in or look to the proud, the defiant ones." Psalm 86:14 said, the proud will rise up against you. So our key for us as a church is to make sure that we are examining our heart for any tendencies toward pride, and then to ask God to forgive us and repent, and then go on and ask God to teach us humility, teach us the fear of God. The psalmist prayed, "Lord, teach me to do your will." He said, "Teach me how to follow and how to walk before you." David prayed that over and over and over. I know when you start talking about a message like this, this is not one of these jumping, shouting, hallelujah messages. But if you'll take this word to heart, God will put something on the inside of you that will cause doors to open in your life. He'll give you more grace. And every one of us need more grace in our life working. How many of you need some more grace? I'm going to tell you, you can't get it by being full of pride. God's cleaning us up, because there's something from heaven that he has ordained for us to walk in, and he's positioning us for it right now, and he wants us to be clothed in humility. He wants us to keep a humble spirit about ourselves and not to have an overestimation of who we are, but to see ourselves in line with the Word. You are everything that the Bible says you are. You are who God says you are. You do have what he says you have, and you can do what he says you can do. But you shouldn't go beyond that. You shouldn't go anything beyond that is boasting. We have to learn how to give God the glory. So I just wanted to share those things with you. Let me close with these few scriptures right here. 1 Peter 5:5. Turn over to 1 Peter 5. You see, Jesus is our example in humility. And we have to maintain a servant's heart. And you have to have humility in prayer. You have to have humility in faith. Do you know that humility is a big part of your faith working? The faith of God don't work in a proudful heart. First of all, someone with pride won't even seek after God. The Bible says the proud seek not the Lord. Neither is he in their thoughts. So it takes faith to call on God. If you got a prideful heart, you're not going to seek after him. So for your faith to work, you're going to have to stay humble and know that it's God, he is the Lord, and that you submit to him. Y'all in 1 Peter? Verse 1, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." Now these are instructions to the elders here. "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre," that's money, a personal gain, "but of a ready mind." Hallelujah. That means voluntarily. "Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." You see, elders in the church have the responsibility of being examples to everybody else. So you can't have a proud pastor, a puffed up, let me use the word puffed up, a puffed up pastor, but you can't have puffed up leadership either that think they better than everybody else. Leadership have to be a servant first. We look to serve. And then the congregation have to be the same. You're going to see this works both ways. He says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away." So you see, God does reward humility. But he also rewards the proud. But their reward is not good. but we have a good reward for our service. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yes, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Do you see what God's going to do? When you humble yourself, exaltation is coming. In other words, God knows how to raise you up the way you need to be. That's why you ain't got to be struggling for a position. Trying to run over people. See, in a corporate world, that's what they do. Step on anybody you got to step on. Get where you got to go. No matter who you had to kick in the dust to get where you're going. Look, I worked in that environment. Some people would do anything for a promotion. They lie. They cheat. Some of them steal. They backbite. I had a guy try to get me fired. Talked about me low. I'm listening to him on the speakerphone. Let me tell you, all these guys you think real nice, big corporate guys, they're so nice and pleasant and everything. But boy, let me tell you something. When there's got to be blame placed somewhere, it is look out for number one. It is cover myself. And who can we go after to pin this on? So one of the guys, he wasn't that high up, but he tried to pin it on me. Just talked about me. The Lord said, just be quiet. Don't defend yourself. So I didn't say a word. And you know what? God vindicated me. I kept my job and got the highest performance rating you can get over that one deal. Because God fought my battle for me. He just told me, stay humble. I'll take care of it. Because I didn't have no malice in my heart. They didn't even keep my heart right toward that guy. I ain't mad at that guy to this day. I ain't mad at him. I ain't got no grudge on him. I remember what he did, but I don't remember it in a bad way. I only remember it when I'm talking to you guys about it. I don't sit at home thinking about what he did. It only comes up when I'm ministering, when the Lord, you know, just kind of bring it to my memory that I can help somebody with that illustration. Because I know some of y'all working in tough environments. You got all kind of people around you. But you can't fall into that trap, and you can't let that haughty spirit get on you, because it looked like people like this getting ahead. How many of you know it looked like the proud always winning? First of all, because they got great swelling words. They know how to talk. But in the end, it's the humble that get exalted. And God will abase the proud. He will expose those lies. With that guy talking about me, the Holy Ghost exposed all of that. But when this guy started attacking me, another man way up, he said, now, wait a minute. You ain't going to pin all this on Greg. He said, ain't nothing wrong with what Greg did. He said, all of us had a part in this. This man told us about this problem. You're not going to pin this on him. I didn't have to say nothing. God had somebody, a ram in the bush, so to speak. Praise God. Thank God he did. God will help you in any arena that you're in. He'll help you on your job. He'll help you at home. He'll help you among your associates and your friends. But you got to keep him number one, and you got to keep on pursuing his will. And then you have to let his will trump your will. You say, Lord, not my will, your will be done. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost got a plan. He knows what he's doing. And so we have to be clothed with humility. Now, in the setting here, in this scripture here, he says, humble yourself under the hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Then he tells you how to humble yourself. How do you humble yourself? Casting all your cares on him. See, if you don't cast all your cares on him, you're walking in pride. Because you're telling the Lord you got it. You don't need his help. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. You had to believe the Lord cares for you and that he's going to fight for you. If he told you to cast it and walk away from it. Give it to him and leave it alone. God is not some schizo. He's not going to forget that you gave it to him. You know how sometimes you remind him, Lord, now I gave this to you. He know when you gave it to him. He got it. Now you just trust and rest. Some of you would have a whole lot less stress in your life if you just acted on this scripture right here. A humble person will trust in the Lord. He'll be just like a child. Let a child believe a parent, don't he? God gives grace to the humble, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Then he tells you this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Don't be silent. You got to resist the devil. You casted your cares. All right, but then he said, now, be alert, be watchful. You still have an adversary. He'll try to give those cares back to you. You got to resist the care coming back on you. He said, no, I gave that to the Lord. And when you do, I'm going to tell you, God's going to come through for you. I'm a living witness. How many of y'all are living witness of that? That God will take care of you if you trust him. He never fails. See, the Bible says that the Lord is a stronghold to those who trust in him. He's my stronghold. Can't nobody break through him. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble to those that trust in him. The Bible says in Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord knows those that trust in him. He know when you're trusting, and he know when you're trying to fake it. You can't fake trusting God. You can't fool God, you're trusting him. You got to get in this word. You got to meditate into this word, get in you, and then allow the Holy Ghost to breathe life into that word that he's given to you. And that'll be your stability, and that'll be your direction. That would be your light in a dark place. What do? When you don't know what to do, you cast your cares, you make sure you're walking in love, you check your heart out for wrong motives or wrong things that you've done, and you repent of your sin. Everybody say repent. That's not a dirty word. That repentance brings life. So we have repented unto life. Amen. When we acknowledge our sin and say, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore, we have positioned ourselves to receive life from God. Hallelujah. And that takes humility to repent. Sometimes it's hard to get people to the altar. You know why? They have pride in their heart. I can't go up there. What they going to think? What difference does it make? God talking to you. You listen to God or them folks around you. Amen. People you concerned about, you ought not be concerned about anyway. God probably dealing with them. You ever thought about that? Maybe the person you concerned about, God dealing with them, and they waiting on you to make a move. The Lord said, I'm talking to you. You go join this church right now. Father, we thank you for the word today. Lord, we don't want to oppose you in anything that we do. We do not want to resist you. We don't want to lie to the Holy Ghost. We don't want to quench the Holy Ghost. We don't want to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. We just want to yield to the Holy Spirit and your word and embrace the word of God. Father, let the word be preeminent in our heart and in our mind. Use us, Lord, for your glory.